Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. This past November, my husband and I flew to Seattle to participate in a surprise birthday party for our grandson, actually my step-grandson, who is turning 30. The extra added delight was meeting our great-grandson, Kian, who was 4 months old at the time. That little baby has just had his first birthday, and with the aid of Facebook, we've been able to watch him grow and be captivated by his incredible smile. It is a good time to be great grandparents, as I am sure many of you will agree. Because Grandparents' Day falls next Sunday on the 10th, today's program is dedicated to grandparents and great-grandparents especially. Articles include, from The Spruce, The Role of Great-Grandparents, Demographers Describe the Coming Boom, by Susan Adcox, updated September 2016. From The Independent, Sir Mick Jagger and the Great-Grandparent Club, Why More of Us Will Know Our Children's Children's Children, November 2013. And from Care.com, 10 Things Grandchildren Can Learn from Their Grandparents, no date given, but the content is clearly current. And also from Care.com, 10 Things Grandparents Can Learn from Their Grandchildren. And a few dated but pertinent quotes from Here Come the Great-Grandparents in the New York Times by Stephanie Rosenblum, November 2006. So, The Role of Great-Grandparents by Susan Adcox. Great-grandparents may have unique perspectives to share. If you are a boomer like me, chances are that you never knew your great-grandparents, but that you will know your great-grandchildren. Thanks to our longer, healthier lifespans, more of us will live to be great-grandparents. One Census Bureau official, quoted in the New York Times piece, said, "We are in the middle of a great-grandparent boom." The official estimated that by 2030, most 8-year-olds will have at least one living great-grandparent. Some predict that the boom will not last. Most boomers had their children young, and even their children became parents fairly young. With today's trend of delayed childbirth pushing back the age of becoming a grandparent, the likelihood of living long enough to become a great-grandparent becomes less likely. So those of us who are boomer grandparents are living in a kind of a sweet spot. What's the difference about being a great? Well, the role of a great-grandparent is similar to their grandparenting role, with a couple of subtle differences. Some great-grandparents reprise their grandparenting roles almost exactly. I have heard from great-grandparents who provide child care for their great-grandchildren and travel with them. I've also known great-grandparents who are raising their great-grandchildren. More commonly, however, great-grandparents are a bit less involved than they were as grandparents. A gerontologist quoted in the Times article states that people tend to be more highly invested in generations that are closest to their own. So individuals usually are more invested in grandchildren than in great-grandchildren and most invested in their own children. Another possible barrier is that great-grandparents may have difficulty relating to the way their great-grandchildren are growing up, especially when it comes to technology. We were amazed by our pocket-sized transistor radios, even though they had terrible sound quality. Our grandchildren use their pocket-sized devices to listen to music, watch movies, send messages, play games, and do a host of other activities that we never dreamed of. Advantages of being a great. Still, most great-grandparents have the advantage of being done with their careers and thus free to be with their great-grandchildren as long as they live nearby and remain fairly healthy. They can pass on family stories and add one more dimension to family life. Often, they are regarded with great respect and tenderness, especially by the young members of the family. A few great-grandparents live with family members in a multi-generational home, a situation that offers many advantages and a few challenges, too. Advice for greats. The great distance in years between great-grandparents and their great-grandchildren opens a host of possibilities. No one expects a great-grandparent to be on the cutting edge. When you know something about a brand new app, musician, TV show, or trend, you will be greeted with amazement. You may even be considered a cool great-grandparent. By no means should you try to keep up with everything. But if you can share a few of the interests of the younger generation, you will win kudos all around. On the other hand, you can expect that your great-grandchildren won't fully be cognizant of exactly when your lifespan took place, especially when they are younger. They may think that you lived in the horse and buggy days. At any rate, try not to be too long-winded, but do occasionally remind the great-grandchildren, when they are old enough, some of the advances that you have seen and the historical occasions that you have lived through. You may not have gone to Woodstock, but if you saw Sputnik fly over, or if you remember the first television you ever saw, the great-grandchildren should hear about it. And I personally saw an IBM 360 that took up an entire room when I was in college. So, if you are a boomer, make the most of living in the golden age of great-grandparents. And now from The Independent, Sir Mick Jagger and the Great Grandparent Club. Why more of us will know our children's children's children. Sir Mick Jagger was about to become a member of a growing new club of great-grandparenthood. Sam Mouston finds out why more of us will know our children's children's children. And this is from November 2013, so we know Mick is already the great-grandfather. In roughly 5 months' time, Mick Jagger will join one of the most exclusive clubs in Britain. He will become, for the first time, at the age of 70, a great-grandfather. In an interview at the weekend, Jade Jagger announced that her elder daughter, Assisi, 21, will make her a grandmother at the age of 42. Sir Mick, who is 70, is said to have responded to the news with the words, "Well done," as if she had pulled off a particularly difficult forehand lob. Assisi explained, "I imagine it's nice to be a great-granddad, although I'm not sure he likes the idea of getting old or being called one." Perhaps he doesn't much like the idea of becoming a great-grandfather, but at least Jagger can take solace in the fact that he's keeping good company. After all, both the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh are in the Gigi Club, being great-grandparents to Prince George and Savannah Phillips, and now Princess Charlotte, as is Julie Andrews, the star of The Sound of Music, and Leonard Nimoy, star of Star Trek, while the other screen legend Sidney Poitier wrote the book on great-grandparenting. Literally, it's called Life Beyond Measure, Letters to My Great-Granddaughter, and is published by Pocket Books. It isn't just pampered royalty, real or Hollywood, who are living long enough to meet their great-grandchildren. In recent years, a demographic change has begun to affect the makeup of our families. These days, family trees are long, with more generations, but thin, with fewer children in each. As Sam Smethers, chief executive of the charity Grandparents Plus, points out, grandparents are often no longer the oldest in their families. 62% of grandparents have at least one older relative still living, although not necessarily a parent, she says. It is a trend being seen across the Western world. Professor Anna Rotkirk, a sociologist specializing in comparative research on European families, suggests that a very tentative guess would be that around 10% of young children in Western societies have one great-grandparent. The reason is simple: increased longevity. And health care and diet have improved over the past half century, so the number of very old people has grown. Now more than ever before, people are living long enough to see their children's children's children. That said, there is a counteracting population trend. People are giving birth when they are older. Still, though, that has been a modest development in comparison. There are more great-grandparents alive today than ever before, says David Coleman, professor of demography at Oxford University. The increase in life expectancy and past population growth will have substantially counteracted the opposite effect from later childbearing, he says. The notion of a great-grandparent is such a recent anthropological innovation that as a role it is often ill-defined. Research by Professor Rachel Caspary of Central Michigan University suggests that grandparents played a key role in the evolution of mankind when the granddaddy generation began to appear 30,000 years ago as they took on some foraging and childcare duties. relieving some pressure on the generation below them, a situation familiar to many of Britain's current pensioners. There exist no such theories on the role of the great-grandparent. As Professor Rotkirk points out, the relationship between great-grandparent and grandchild is a genetically distant one. Indeed, in 2007, 57% of people surveyed said they couldn't name any of their great-grandparents. At least Mick Jagger can take succor from the fact that it is unlikely that Assisi's child will forget his name any time soon. And now from care.com, 10 things grandchildren can learn from their grandparents. Grandparents are full of wisdom to share with younger generations, and here are a few ideas. The relationship between a grandchild and a grandparent is a very special one. While grandparents act as an authority figure and provide unconditional love, they also get to spoil their grandkids in a way that parents simply can't. But beyond that, grandparents also wield incredible influence. Here are 10 things grandchildren can and should learn from their grandparents. History. Kids may hate having to learn about history in school books and from old paintings and pictures, but they may find it more interesting to learn from someone who actually lived it. Children can find out what it was like to grow up during the Great Depression or World War II from grandparents and great-grandparents who experienced life during that time. Personal stories are much easier to remember than lists of names and dates from books. As Kim Bishop of Charlotte, North Carolina says, "I loved hearing about my grandparents and how they grew up and how it was different from my childhood." A new skill set. When they were growing up, many senior citizens learned skills such as sewing, gardening, baking, farming, or woodworking. These are great things to pass on to grandchildren, as they may not be commonly taught anymore, but are still very useful talents to possess. And grandparents may have learned things during their lifetime that have proved helpful. Need cleaning advice? No one is better than a grandmother who has probably cleaned quite a few floors in her time. Lauren Harrison of Houston, Texas, says her grandmother helped her learn how to upcycle things that she might have thrown away in the past. Because she grew up in the Great Depression, she learned to never waste anything, and it has helped me save a lot of money and reduce trash, Harrison says. 3. Wisdom. Turn to grandparents for life lessons and other advice because they've often lived through the same or similar experience, possibly more than once. Knowing how my grandparents dealt with problems in their lives and knowing that they got through everything just fine makes me feel I'll be okay too, Bishop says. And family history. Everyone has those old black and white pictures of unknown relatives, but grandma and grandpa may actually know where they were taken and who those mystery people are. They know who are the siblings, parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and they can share some funny stories. It's really interesting to learn about the people who came before me and made my family who we are today, said Katie Matza of Shreveport, Louisiana. Humor. Teasing is a part of growing up, but when it comes from someone who loves you unconditionally, it's a way that's more enjoyable. Learning jokes and pranks from grandparents is a great way to bond with them and understand how to react if you're teased by your own peer group. And another lesson is listening. Many young children are used to their parents listening to everything they say, and they expect others will do the same. While this is often normal for young children, it's important for them to learn how to listen to others as well. Angela Mayo of Boston, Massachusetts says, "Listening to grandparents' stories helps grandchildren to learn how to listen and understand what others are telling them. This way, when they go to school, they will be ready to listen to their teachers and learn from them." Games. Ever played bridge, canasta, pinochle, or pitch? These card games, staples to older generations, are falling out of style with the advent of video games and smartphones. Grandparents can teach what they did for fun when they were young. "My grandfather loves playing canasta," says Harrison, "and playing with him has made me realize that it's actually a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to teach my friends so I can keep playing when he's not visiting. Grandparents can teach emotional support. Having a sounding board who doesn't spend every day with you like a parent or guardian does can be invaluable when you're trying to navigate your teenage years. Adolescents rely heavily on each other during their formative years, and grandparents can serve as an impartial source that can help them understand which friends they can trust and perhaps which they cannot. And don't sweat the small stuff. Grandparents have lived long enough to realize not to get upset over the little things. Life is too short. Young grandchildren think everything is hyper important, but can learn to adjust their priorities after discussing problems with their grandparents, who have a broader worldview. As Mayo says, "My grandparents were great at giving advice when I was too worried over something small to understand what was really going on. They definitely helped me out growing up." And snail mail. Don't let the art of letter writing fade. It's great practice for kids who are learning how to write. You can set up some pen pal time with your grandkids, and they will enjoy waiting for the next letter. Stephen Dowshin of Wilmington, Delaware, recommends sending a grandparents' box of stationery and postcards and some stamps. Everyone will grow closer as they communicate and have a great time. Grandparents come with years' worth of wisdom and love to share with their grandkids. They'll cherish the time they get to spend with their grandkids, and in turn, the kids will gain insight and character they can pass on to their own children and grandchildren someday. There is no better way to pass on family traits than through time spent with another. Jillian Cruz, who wrote this, is a freelance writer living in Houston. And now, 10 Things Grandparents Can Learn from Their Grandchildren, also by Jillian Cruz. While grandparents are known for wisdom, grandkids can be good teachers too. Kids say the darndest things, especially in the eyes of their grandparents, but seniors can learn a lot from today's children. Whether their grandkids are 2 or 22, here are some suggestions for things you can talk about and bond over. Current events. Sometimes seniors don't get out into the world as much as they used to, and time passes by. Keep yourself in the know by asking your grandchildren what's happening in their lives, what music they're listening to, and what the last movie they saw was. Being informed is always a positive thing, and learning from your grandchildren is even better because it means learning from those you love. 26-year-old Laura Ten Blumenthal of Houston, Texas, travels internationally and always makes sure to tell her grandparents what she did for fun and what was happening in the places she traveled. Everyone has a great post-vacation catch-up session, she says. Self-reliance. Young kids always want to do everything themselves because they believe they can. Use this dedication and determination as an example. You might be surprised what you're able to do when you put your mind to it, whether it's picking up a new hobby, learning a new language, or listening to a new type of music. How about innocent observation? Often children will embarrass adult family members by saying the first thing that pops into their heads. Kids may notice things others may not, simply because their world is new and different each day. I took my granddaughter to church, and she took one look at the pastor, got very wide-eyed, and asked him why he had swallowed a basketball, says Naomi Simmons of Harrisburg, Illinois. The pastor had a great laugh, trying to explain his round belly was more due to the fact that he had been eating too many cookies and not from swallowing a basketball. Try to look at the world through the eyes of your grandchildren, and you'll be surprised at how wondrous and humorous it can be. Current family stories. As a grandparent, you may know everything that went on in the family 40 years ago, but you may not know the hilarious thing your grandson did last week while he was playing outside. Encouraging kids to tell you little family tales keeps them happy and brings everyone closer. Sometimes little memories are the ones you cherish most. Carefree fun. Grandchildren are always on the move and always looking for entertainment. Don't let retirement turn you into the golden years of worrying. Take a page from your grandchild's book and learn to let loose and do something silly. You'll feel years younger as you're playing and being carefree with your grandchildren, and they'll enjoy it just as much as you will. Lisa Goodry of Washington, D.C. rides her bike with her grandson whenever they get a chance, and she has noticed she has more energy throughout the day when they do so. "He's keeping me young," she says. Veronica Lewis, a grandma from Houston, Texas, loves letting her imagination run away with her when she spends time with her grandkids. "They love coming over and constructing forts and castles," Lewis says. "Most people see piles of old boxes. My grandchildren see a castle with secret passageways." Patience. When you're used to being asked for advice all the time, it's hard to switch over to listen to your grandchildren talk a mile a minute. Parents always seem to be learning patience, but by the time you've become a grandparent, the toddler and school-age years are gone. A grandchild brings grandparents back to jarring reality. Letting a child babble on is great fun and will give you a chance to become a patient listener, a great skill to have at any age. Listening to the young ones talk makes me feel like I could be young again right alongside them, but with a healthy dose of patience added in. A great combination, says Nancy Bradley of Thornhill, Tennessee. Unconditional love. Young children are full of unconditional love, even when you might feel like you don't deserve it or don't need it. Let them in and give them the chance to say, "I love you." Who couldn't use a little more of that? Life is short. Having only a few years of life experience under their belts, children don't always realize that later is an option. Many grandparents who have decades worth of memories forget that life isn't infinite because they have seen their share of both sadness and joy, says Laura Markham of Brooklyn, New York. Take advantage of the youthful excitement of your grandchildren. Communication and technology. Grandchildren are growing up in the digital age. They probably played with an iPhone in one hand and a sippy cup in another. And they can be a valuable resource for learning the ins and outs of email, Facebook, Twitter, text messaging, and other popular innovations of the past 10 years. If you don't understand the latest gadgets, who better to learn from than your grandkids who use these things every day? And you can then take advantage of these technologies and use them to communicate with your loved ones. Elaine Potter of Washington, D.C. taught her grandmother how to send emails, and now they use it to keep in touch. Games. Because card games were the norm when you were growing up doesn't mean it's too late to learn how to play new games. Touch screens and motion sensing technology have created a new genre of games that are easy to learn and fun. My grandma loves playing Scrabble, but it's hard to find people with a lot of time to sit down and play a game with her, said Caitlin Miller of Houston, Texas. I taught her how to play Words with Friends on her smartphone. Now we can play even when we're in different states, and there are no letter tiles to have to pick up. And now, Here Come the Great-Grandparents by Stephanie Rosenblum, back in 2006. And some quotes. "We know we're living a lot longer than we used to," said Mr. Kinsella, a head of an aging studies branch of the United States Census Bureau. "It seems logical if people are living well into their 90s now that there are centenarians. A lot of people are going to be great-grandparents." Meryl Silverstein is a professor of gerontology and sociology at the University of Southern California. "Robust multi-generational families are such a new phenomenon that no one is clear about what a great-grandparent's role in the family should be. It's an ambiguous role," said Dr. Silverstein, who explained that as a great-grandparent, you are separated more in age from the rest of the family and potentially perplexed about your level of authority. And if you are a step-grandparent, he said, that can be further complicating matters. It sort of boggles the mind. "I feel very young," said Columbia Barbara Allen, 82, a great-grandmother who lifts weights 2 to 3 times a week at a gym, attends watercolor classes, and cooks lunch every day for a daughter and granddaughter who live nearby. She and her husband, Alfred, also 82, of Utica, New York, go on picnics and attend movies and car shows with their 2 great-grandchildren, Ava, 3, and Christian, 9. "We take quite a few trips together," Mrs. Allen said. "It's a wonderful companionship." There's no hurry about anything, says Ruth Gerard, 75, of Supply, North Carolina, who not only worked while she was a grandmother, but also helped take care of her grandchildren. In April, she and her husband, Harold, also 75, took their three great-grandchildren to see the battleship Wisconsin at the National Maritime Center in Norfolk, Virginia. When Shira Moskowitz, 13, was asked if there was anything she had learned from her great-grandmother, Diane Kaufman, who had died 10 years previously, she replied that family is really important. Shira remembers more mundane things, too, like how Nana Diane played with her hair and how they spent afternoons making sandwiches with sardines and crackers. I don't even know what the crackers were called, but I called them Nana crackers, Shira said. I haven't eaten them ever since she passed away. Like many children who spend time with their great-grandparents, Shira's brother Ari seemed to be keenly aware of their significance. I would never get upset at my great-grandpa, said Ari, 10, who's close with Nana Diane's husband, Dr. Justice Kaufman, a.k.a. Pop-Pop Justice, when he died 2 years ago. You don't even think of starting an argument with him. With my dad, I always did. Well, it's most a difficult thing in the world to explain the reaction when you see a great-grandchild, says Samuel of Manhattan. Mr. Sack is 93, and he has three great-grandchildren, Jordan, 6, Morgan, 3, and Yehuda, 7 months. And he works 3 days a week at Saxony Carpet, which he founded in 1947. It's a great thrill, he said, pausing for a moment to choose the fitting analogy. Better than the cyclone in Coney Island. Well, how very different great-grandparenting is now than when I visited my great-grandfather, George Whitney, in Oswego. My favorite memory is sitting in the parlor watching his parakeet perch on the rim of his beer glass and take a sip when the glass was tipped for him. And I cherish the five-generation photo taken when my sister and her daughter visited. There was George sitting near his garden, surrounded by my sister, Mary Ellen, and her daughter, Linda, our mother, Ellen, and her mother, Irene, our grandmother. How fortunate I was to know him. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you'll join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.